vice president.
How many people are running for president on the Democrat side right now? I'm going to be honest. I've lost track. There are so many. It's like it's a stampede of candidates. And some of these people I've never even heard of. But every single one of them that I've heard speak so far has advocated some sort of new initiative for gun control, registrations, fingerprinting, background checks, taxes, confiscation, licensing, attacking the National Rifle Association. It's a laundry list of Democrats' dreams on how to destroy private ownership of guns in America. And in fact, it just doesn't seem to end. The problem is that most of the ideas put forth are old ideas, ideas that are proven not to work, and in some cases, demanding technology be put in place that isn't even there yet. Joining me now, Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can always find out more about what the doctor's up to at crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, welcome back to the program.
Great to talk to you, Steve.
You know, it's never ending, this cascade of ideas, many of them retreads, many of them more of the same, but it's always, here's a new idea, and it's always framed as common sense gun control. They never have, you know, crazy radical gun control. It's always common sense. Where do we start on this? Because it's just, it's more and more of it every day.
Right. I mean, I guess I've changed my views on what's motivating it over time. I've come to believe that a lot of these regulations are really just aimed at banning guns. They just don't want to come out and explicitly say that. They want to impose new taxes and fees. You have Cory Booker from New Jersey. He wants to have national licensing and fingerprinting, as you say. His home state is just increasing the fee to $100 to get an ID before you can buy a gun. And then you have to go and get a permit, which would be another $50 per gun. I mean, Democrats get upset if there's a zero fee, if for voter IDs, even if voter IDs are free, they think it has a disproportionate effect on preventing poor people from being able to go and vote. What do you think it has on people being able to go and buy guns for protection? I just give you one example. A few years ago, when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers, I got a call from some state legislators there asking me what amendment I would put up on the bill. And my suggestion was they had a new tax on transferring guns. My suggestion was to exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax on every gun that was transferred. With the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, every other Democrat voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay that new tax. I can give you dozens of examples like
that. Sure. But what that tells us, Doctor, is pretty simple. It tells us that they're not really concerned about the price. They're not concerned about the fact that you can get a state ID for free and go vote. They'll still scream that that's racist and targeting people of color. But apparently charging people $150 or whatever the fee may be in order to get something to defend yourself and defend the sanctity of your home and your children, that doesn't matter. That's not bigoted. And so, therefore, the argument disintegrates. It doesn't make sense, does it?
No, I mean, that's just part of the fees. Biden was just talking about universal background checks the other day. You go to Washington, D.C., it costs $125 to privately transfer a gun just for the background check, not any of the other fees that are involved. You know, just to give you an idea of how it works, let's say I were to go and sell you four guns. Well, we just don't do a background check on the person. They do a separate background check on each gun. So rather than $125 for me to sell you four guns, would cost $500. I mean, why would you do a background check on each gun? It's all going to the same person there. But it just gives you an example how they go out of the way whenever they can just to make it costly. And I've explained to them for a couple decades now that they could get these background checks passed easily if they just fixed a few things, like one, who pays for it. If they believe it reduces crime for everybody, then let everybody pay for it out of general revenue. They will fight you tooth and nail because the point is they want the person who's buying the gun to have to pay all these fees.
But out of general revenue, if I'm not mistaken, Doctor, they will support the idea of studying guns and gun crime and gun violence out of taxpayer dollars. So they're not opposed to using general funds as long as it fits their political agenda. Now, hold on, because I want to go back to some of the things that Cory Booker put in there. He would seek to remove the National Rifle Association's tax-exempt status. That's one thing. Licensing, fingerprinting all gun owners, imposing universal background checks, as you mentioned, on the private transfer of guns, placing micro stamps on all firearms, even though we don't have that. So what do you do with the guns that don't have micro stamps? Throw those all into the incinerator? He'd probably like that. And the list just goes on and on. He also wants to ban assault weapons, whatever that means. High-capacity magazines, anything over 10 rounds. Some people say over 5. And so the list goes on and on and on. And you've got millions of firearms out there. And we have seen that this doesn't work in other countries. Other countries have had the voluntary forfeiture of firearms. Doesn't work very well. And then the government comes along and forcefully takes firearms away from its citizens. That's what happened in Venezuela just 6 years ago. And we know how that played out.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of these laws just make it complicated to own guns. You take the first thing you mentioned, the licensing. He claims that it's going to be reducing crime. We've tried licensing in parts of the United States. Other parts of the world have tried it. In the United States, if you look at Washington, D.C., Chicago, Hawaii, they can't point to one single crime that they've been able to solve as a result of licensing. In Hawaii, it takes about 50,000 hours worth of police time just in Honolulu to go and take care of licensing and registration. That's real time. It could be used by the police to go and solve crimes. If you can't point to any crime since 1960 that have been solved by licensing and registration, but you know you're taking 50,000 hours a year versus police time out of things that we know work, I mean, that's a real cost. And it's a real cost for people's safety to go and waste time on things. You know, in theory, if a gun's left at a crime scene and it's registered to the criminal, you can trace it back to the criminal. The problem is one, guns are almost never left at the crime scene. In the few cases they are, it's because the criminal's been either killed or seriously wounded, so you have them there anyway.
Or the gun's stolen. I mean, the gun's stolen in the commission of another crime. You know, one of these things about licensing I want to get to before we run out of time, we got about a minute here. Cory Booker talking about a 5-year license to have a firearm license that could be revoked. And he's even talking about not only revoking the license, but going after these people that have FFLs, a federal firearms license, if the guns that they sell end up being used in crimes. He's targeting the dealers as well. I'll give you the last word, Doctor.
All right. Well, I mean, it's just not Booker who's had those types of rules. Kamala Harris, others have come out for it. Joe Biden headed up Obama's push for gun control during his administration. I mean, you can find tons of similar comments from him. But look, you know, they'll frequently say things like a couple percent of the federally licensed dealers account for 50% of the guns that they catch.
Well, that's what criminals. They claim. But, you know, again, they want all the guns, Doctor. You know that.
Those couple percent of the stores sell 50% of the guns.
Got to leave it right there. Dr. John Lott. You can find out more at crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, thank you as always.
Right,
it's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.